All right, it's time for abstract facts. And since St. Paddy's Day is coming up, St. Paddy's Day is not with two T's. Do not make that mistake. Patty is a girl's name. St. Patrick was a male. So you want to spell it P-A-D-D-Y if you're going to say St. Paddy's Day. Don't make that mistake to a true Irishman. So, abstract facts. We talk about weird, random facts. I'm Zach. I like facts. And we're going to just continue on the St. Paddy's Day theme. In Irish lore, St. Patrick gets credit for driving all the snakes out of Ireland. Modern scientists suggest, however, that the job might have not have been very hard for him. According to the fossil record, Ireland has never been home to any snakes. It was too cold to host any reptiles. The surrounding seas have staved off serpentine invaders ever since. Modern scholars think the snakes St. Patrick drove away were likely metaphorical. Here's another one. There's no corn in that corned beef. Nope. Corned beef and cabbage has no corn. It's estimated that $245 million is spent on beer for St. Patrick's Day, and that's before tips to bartenders. And that's just beer. $245 million. This one is interesting. There are no female leprechauns. Don't be fooled by any decorations showing lady leprechauns in the traditional Irish folktales. They're only little guys, little men. But according to legend, leprechauns spent their days making and mending shoes, so you can't really blame them for being territorial about their pots of gold. They were hard workers. That's pretty much all we got, but the one you want to take away is trust me, do not say St. Paddy's Day with two T's. It's Paddy's Day with two D's. Be safe this weekend, you guys. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be going off. I'm actually playing music at a very cool Irish pub in Mission Viejo called Dublin Fork Gastropub, owned by two Irish natives. Very lovely couple. It's KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. Let's hear some Clancy Brothers now. Whiskey, You're the Devil. It's KX93.5.